For the first time in 16 years, Turkey's prime minister is visiting Greece as part of an effort to cement the growing ties between those two neighbors. The rivalry between Greeks and Turks goes back centuries and almost erupted into violence in the 1960s and 70s. Now there's a thaw in relations, as NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Athens.
Greece rolled out the red carpet for Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. In return, Erdogan gave his Greek counterpart a fine Turkish rug. Both countries are determined to show that their rivalry is a thing of the past, and that nothing, not even last month's failed attempt to reunite Turks and Greeks on the divided island of Cyprus, can get in the way. At a joint press conference, Greek Prime Minister Kostas Karamanlis said he would continue to work for the island's reunification. Karamanlis also said he wanted to open a new page of relations with Turkey based on permanent friendship and the principles of the European Union. For years, Greece has been one of the staunchest supporters of Turkey's decades-old bid to join the EU. Turkey recently introduced constitutional reforms aimed at improving its poor human rights record. Turkish television commentator Mehmet Ali Birand says Europe risks losing all credibility if it refuses to start negotiations on EU membership with Turkey in December.
Oh, they can say no, of course, with all the consequences. I mean, then it will mean that they are saying no to Turkey. They are saying no to accepting a Muslim state. They are saying no to a country where they have promised.
Despite the official rapprochement, Athens and Ankara are still periodically at odds over claims to the Aegean Sea. And yet commentators say the Greek and Turkish prime ministers have developed a close personal bond. As a measure of this trust, Karamanlis has given Erdogan permission to visit the ethnic Turkish minority in the northern Greek region of Thrace tomorrow. It will be the first visit of its kind in more than half a century. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Athens.